With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Firefighters in California are racing to cut off spreading wildfires as flames have inched closer to the world-famous J. Paul Getty Museum and UCLA. At a news conference broadcast on KABC, Fire Chief Anthony Marone gives an update on the Eaton fire.
The fire is now estimated to be 14,117 acres with 15% containment, with over 7,000 structures damaged or destroyed. We have 2,832 personnel assigned to the incident, and it is static at this time.
It is as much a different scenario across the south and east as more heavy snow and plunging temperatures refusing to release its grip on a huge chunk of the nation. Major airports in Atlanta and Charlotte continue to report disruptions. Through the region, many roadways and treacherous and countless accidents have been reported. Also at SRNnews.com, a federal appeals court has agreed to hear more arguments involving a close election in November for a North Carolina Supreme Court seat. Details on that story from reporter Bernie Bennett.
The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals Friday scheduled oral arguments for January 27th and briefing deadlines. The order means that both the Federal Appeals Court and the State Supreme Court likely will be considering simultaneously substantial matters related to the race between Democratic Associate Justice Allison Riggs and Republican challenger Jefferson Griffin. Riggs is ahead of Griffin by just 734 votes from over 5.5 million ballots cast. Griffin has argued over 60,000 counted ballots came from ineligible voters and should be removed from the tally. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A Florida state agency is suing a company owned by the family of Florida Democratic Representative Sheila Shirfless McCormick. The Florida Division of Emergency Management says Trinity Healthcare Services overcharged. This is SRN News. A pro-abortion group pays some big fines. More from Michael Harrington.
Floridians Protecting Freedom ran a costly and ultimately unsuccessful campaign to pass an abortion amendment in the Sunshine State. The organization also committed fraud along the way. FPF has agreed to pay nearly $200,000 in fines related to fraudulent signature-gathering activity in the initial effort to get the amendment on the ballot. Several arrests have been made in the case, and investigators say they're not done yet. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Rutgers University will install new safeguards for Jewish students as a means of settling a complaint by the Department of Education. Hundreds of reports of anti-Semitic acts on campus promoted the government to move against Rutgers that has been a sharp uptick in attacks on Jews. It began in 2023 with the attack by Hamas on Israel, which has sparked a global surge in anti-Semitism as well as a multi-front war between Israel and various Muslim terror groups. This is SRN News. Winter weather is causing flight delays and cancellations.
Experts have tips on what to do when your itinerary gets scrambled by a storm. Airlines are required to provide refunds for customers whose flights are canceled for any reason. Airlines will try to put you on a later flight, but that depends on the availability of open seats. Go ahead and ask if the airline will book you on another carrier. They aren't required to, but some airlines will on a case-by-case basis. Airlines also are not required to cover lodging and meals for passengers who are stranded. John Scott reporting.
Some 5,000 hospital healthcare workers have walked off the job in Oregon as they picket all 8 Providence hospitals in the state. Most of the strikes are nurses, but in rare moves, dozens of doctors at a Portland hospital are also on strike. It comes after more than a year of negotiations failed to produce an agreement over wages, benefits, and staffing levels. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.